The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I guess it's because they lived so long ago, but it's easy to imagine dinosaurs as dim-witted creatures. Well, it ends up that they really were airheads, and the airy skulls would have lightened the load of the head and possibly acted as resonating chambers for communication among some of the dinosaurs. Now paleontologists are using CT scans to look inside the skulls of dinosaurs. The resulting 3D images reveal large olfactory areas, a curving airway extended from the nostrils to the throat, and several sinus cavities. And overall, the amount of air-filled space was much greater than the brain cavity. The airspace has probably helped to lighten the load of the Tyrannosaurus rex's head, making it about 18% lighter than if the head were a solid structure. And 18% really means something to a giant like T-Rex, whose head could weigh more than 1,100 pounds. The large sinus cavities, as well as twisty nasal passages in some dinosaurs, also probably acted as resonating chambers, affecting how the dinosaurs vocalized to defend territories or attract mates.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.